Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Now, the title of my podcast today is Your Life is a Living Sermon. Your life is a living sermon. And my scripture is from 2 Timothy, the chapter of 4, verse 1 to 2. And I read, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Now you may think, Pastor C, I'm not a preacher like you. Or what does that all have to do with me? You are a preacher, maybe not with your mouth all the time like me, but as a believer in Christ, your life is a living sermon. At work, at the grocery store, at school, your life should encourage others by showing them the love of God working in your life. And you don't even have to open your mouth to do it. So what kind of life makes a sermon? It's the kind of life that reflects the fact that you are a child of God, that alone will stand out in this world. You are a child of God and you must stand out in this world. For example, in 1 John 4 says, we can live without fear because of what God has done for us. God promises that he takes care of us. Whatever our circumstances or what's going on in the world around us, he would take care of it. People today are scared. They're scared of wars. They're scared of the economy. They're scared of the government. It seems like the news is a constant fear fest these days, especially in the United Kingdom. All we hear is Brexit. And I'm sure some of you like me are actually tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. But we as Christians know that we are safe and secure in God's arms and that he will always take care of us, even in the hardest times. Our lives should reflect our faith in that truth. That kind of living is what makes you holy or set apart from the world. The very fact that you can go out and live unafraid is a witness and a testimony to the world. Prepare to leave your comfort zone. Safety doesn't always equal comfort. Living in the world means we are always going to see things that we don't like. We are always going to hear things that makes us a little uncomfortable, a little shaken, a little scared, a little worried, and a little fearful. But that's okay. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be fearful. It's okay to wake up sometimes and feel like everything is about to be taken away from you. But the assurance you should have is God has your back and God would always have your back. Sometimes God places us in situations where we are uncomfortable just so we turn the light up and light a bit brighter. Sometimes, I repeat, God places us in situations where we are so uncomfortable just so we turn the light up a little bit brighter. To do this, you don't have to get all religious. All you need to do is let your light shine. Turn to somebody next to you and say, let your light shine. If there is nobody next to you, look at yourself and say, I'm going to let my light shine no matter what's going on in my life. Loving, calm, happy, gracious behavior will always stand out. You will be a light in a dark place in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying to you listening to my podcast right now. You're going to be a light in the dark place. You're going to be a light in every dark situation. Anytime you enter a place where there is no light, because of the light in you, that place will turn into light. That dark situation will be brightened by the light around you. You are a light in a dark place. In these tough times, we need God more than ever. And as we are the body of Christ, God needs us to be acting on his behalf. He needs us to go out and shine his light into the darkness of the world. Believe today that in Christ, you have what it takes to not be afraid and to be a person that God can use to change people's lives. Be that person that God can use to change people's lives. There is no need for you to walk around with your six pack of Bibles. Now, when I say six pack, some of you might be thinking I'm talking about your belly. Mm-mm. There is no need for you to walk around with your six pack of Bibles and covered head to toe with bumper stickers. No. All you need to do is let your light shine. Today, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Be a walking Christ. Be a walking Bible. Be a walking sermon. Let people see God in you. Let people see Christ in you. It is impossible, because what is impossible? It is possible. Masikato, the devil is a liar. It is possible. It is impossible for you to be in Christ and be in darkness. So when you are in Christ, darkness must flee, and that light that has taken over the darkness that was in your life before you find Christ, that light must shine wherever you go. So today I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, let your light shine wherever you go. Be a living sermon in the mighty name of Jesus. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.